Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN Radio's news director is Ryan Burrow, who's also been covering the Olympics for us, even when you weren't paying attention to them. Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, it's usually the way it works. Hello. Yeah, you know, every 4 summers or so, all of a sudden it's July and it's like, oh, yeah, that's coming up. I forgot about that. But you've got these athletes who have been working an entire 4-year cycle to try to get to this point. And now you throw COVID in there and that's made it a 5-year cycle, John.
So you've been staying in touch with some of them in the Chicago area?
Yeah, a lot of athletes. We've got a lot of gymnasts in the area, whether it's on the men's or women's side. Swimmers, obviously, track and field, basketball, something we're going to be interested in. There are a couple of members of the Chicago Sky who are in the pool to either play 5-on-5 or 3-on-3. So it's an exciting time.
You made an interesting point to me in the hall. In the pool, meaning that the team is qualified in some preliminary Pan Am games or something like that. Mm-hmm. But then the team that then goes, so the USA has a slot, but then they can change out those players with any other players they want. And that is true with other sports as well, right?
Absolutely. Let's talk about basketball. Men's basketball is probably the most prolific American sport. And we know that they've already achieved the bid through the FIBA tournament, the qualifying tournament. But we don't know, is James Harden going to be on that team? Is Steph Curry going to be on that team? Is LeBron James going to be on that team?
They haven't announced it.
They'll do that in June, but that's the same thing. We just, and Elif is apparently a friend of someone who was just named to the women's rugby team, the Sevens. So they just announced that full lineup. We just got yesterday all of the triathletes, and Kevin McDowell, who is from Geneva, was just named to that. I had a chance to talk to him yesterday. So that's a great story. He, by the way, cancer survivor. So I asked him a lot of questions about, you know, what do you think about these health protocols going in? And he's feeling pretty good about it.
When and where is the Olympics?
Tokyo, Japan, starting with opening ceremonies on July 23rd, but probably a little different opening ceremonies than we're used to seeing. You know, the gatherings, the selfies, the rubbing elbows with other athletes that we're used to seeing during that first celebration, probably not going to happen.
But our stadiums are full now. I wonder what Japan's protocol will be.
So they just announced they're expanding events from 5,000 to 10,000. They're still only at about 10% vaccinated in the entire country right now. And they're not going to have any foreign fans. They're very limited as far as movements go. You know, it's kind of tough talking to these athletes because you know they're not going to have the same Olympic experience as previous athletes have. You know, their family members won't be in the stands rooting for them. Once they land, they can't even stop at an airport gift shop. They've got to get right on a specified vehicle to bring them to the village. They've got an activities plan. They're not allowed to go outside of that activities plan, so no mingling at the Olympic Village. It's going to be different. But on the other hand, it's the Olympics, so you go because you can, right?
Well, I never go to the games. I watch it on TV, and maybe the broadcast will still capture the athleticism and the competition. I hope so. I hadn't thought about that. I think the world is kind of jonesing for an Olympics. Or I don't know, or is it the opposite, Ryan? Do you think we've completely forgot about the Olympics?
No, I think that it'll be a great time. I think, you know, most of us only think about it for 2 weeks every 4 years or 2 weeks every 2 years if you get into the winter. It sure is. It absolutely is. And there's a lot going into this, you know. Some of the stars, obviously Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky in the pool. We'll see what this U.S. basketball team brings on the men's side because we don't know who's going to be on it. The women usually are pretty dominant. And can the women's soccer team reclaim gold? They've obviously won World Cups, but they only got the bronze last time around.
Talk about 3-on-3.
Yeah, how about this? 3-on-3 basketball. We played it, you know, pick up as a kid. You played at 21, and as soon as the ball comes out of the hoop, you throw it back behind the 3-point line. It's half court, and you do it again.
And that is an Olympic sport.
That is an Olympic sport. Stephanie Dolson of the Chicago Sky was on the qualifying team that got the bid, and knock on wood, she'll be on the team going to Tokyo.
Do the men have a 3-on-3?
They do, but our U.S. men didn't qualify. Robbie Hummel, Valparaiso grad, Purdue. Valparaiso High School grad, Purdue grad, was on that squad. And unfortunately, they got upset in their qualifying tournament.
He's a good kid. And a good kid. He's a young man now, but I've met him a couple times. I've watched him play. But he's not LeBron James. With all due respect, is he doing on the Olympic 3-on-3 basketball team?
It's a different game. It's a different mentality. A lot of these guys are either ex-NBAers or ex-college players. And you've got to commit a lot of time and energy. So, you know, LeBron James shipping out to Italy to compete in a qualifying tournament, it's just not
likely. So you're getting guys who are out of the NBA for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe what about Kofi Coburn or some of the college stars?
You know, it's interesting because having talked with Robbie about this, you know, you'd think America would just kind of dominate. I mean, we're good at basketball. We win gold every time, right? With one exception. Not so much with a 3-on-3. There's a lot of Eastern European countries that have been doing this. The Netherlands.
The Netherlands! This right? is a shock and an outrage. Tell me about another athlete that we'll fall in love with from Chicago.
Let's see. We've got, I've been talking quite frequently with Maggie Shea. She's a sailor. She actually has been based here on Lake Michigan. She's from Wilmette. She qualified with Steph Robles. She's from southern Wisconsin. They've been trying real hard. They've been raising a heck of a lot of money. Really, really fun person to watch and to talk with. On the rugby team, we got someone from downstate by the name of Lauren Doyle. This will be her second Olympics that she'll be a part of. And the other part that I'm really excited, and they haven't named yet the USA baseball team. USA baseball is back for the first time since 2008. Baseball and softball. Why? It's Japan. They're into baseball and softball. Hmm. When it goes to France, probably not going to be there anymore.
Winemaking, probably cycling, although cycling is an Olympic event anyway.
So we'll see if there are any Chicagoans named to the baseball team. We already know the softball team.
Swimming and gymnastics are the marquee sports for individuals anyway in the Olympics. Do we have a contingent from Chicago?
Well, the swimming's getting figured out right now. The trials are underway, and so it's been fun. Every day there's you know, been a new person who's qualified, so we'll see when the dust settles. We're waiting on track and field, which is always a fun one as well. Tori Franklin grew up in the area. She kind of bounced around Downers Grove. She's lived in Evanston. She ended up going to Michigan State, but she's in triple jump. She's told me stories about training for triple jump during COVID. I mean, you get some pretty weird looks when you go to the park and you start training triple jump in the middle of a park during
hopping
COVID.
Around like
what
that,
the heck is this person doing? But she made it work.
I wonder how good the athletes will be then, since they've had to take the year before the Olympics off in terms of big time competitions.
Yeah, I was talking to Nefeli Papadakis. She's she's in judo, and she trains right here on the North Shore, and she said that they're now getting back to tournaments, international competitions, and they had to knock some rust off. But she thinks everyone's back. The good thing is a lot of injuries have healed up. Thomas Jaski, who is from Wheaton, is on U.S. men's volleyball team. He went into 2020 with just after surgery. He didn't think he'd be able to rehab in time, but lo and behold, you get an extra year. You get to heal up all those owies, and you're ready to go.
We have a couple of rhythmic gymnasts, right?
Yeah.
Have you watched that before? I'm sure you
I have. You got
that
the,
is amazing.
The ribbons and the balls. And you know, the interesting thing, having talked to Laura Zhang and Avita Grishkenis, who both train on the North Shore, they said that things shut down here in the U.S. Things did not shut down in Russia. She said it's both kind of unfair because they kept training in Russia. So it's like they didn't skip a beat. But
I wish they'd show that more. It's amazing what they can do, how artistic and athletic and flexible those athletes are. Ryan, this is fun. We'll pop in here next week and the week after and the week after, and maybe let's talk to some of the athletes from the area.
Absolutely. Too. And every week we drop the new Quest for Gold podcast. I talk to new athletes, and this week we actually talked to Laura Zhang. So that'll be coming out on Friday.
Quest for Gold is the podcast. You get at WGN Plus, WGNRadio.com. It's got links to it. Nice to see you, Ryan.
Thank you, John.
It's our news director, Ryan Burrow, and our Olympics guy, too. It's 11:57.